Technology, pioneering e-learning. Thammasat will be the first educational institution in Thailand to have video streaming content on iTunes University. The trend of consumerization of IT has not only flourished in workplaces, but the concept of bring your own device, or BYOD, is now on the rise in universities as well. Just a few years ago, universities had to work with computer notebook vendors to offer devices to their students and other involved parties. Students, vendors, and universities had to stick to a certain price, specification, and brand. But today, users have more freedom. They can opt for a device that most suits their needs, smartphone, tablet, or phablet. Thammasat University, or TU, has become one of the foremost academic institutions in Thailand to adopt the BYOD approach to education. TU students bring their own devices and use them to share files and data inside and outside the campus, and are able to take additional courses of video streaming content. The university has upgraded its IT infrastructure with a Cisco 10-gigabyte Ethernet backbone with unified access solutions to provide increased bandwidth that will support new teaching applications and manage additional workloads. These technology upgrades provide 36,000 students and 6,700 staff across 26 faculties with a highly secure, scalable wireless network utilizing approximately 300 access points at the Thap Prat Chan campus and approximately 800 access points at the Rangsit campus. Internet speeds have increased from 54 megabytes per second to a maximum capacity of 1.3 gigabytes per second. Students are the ones who drive the university to modernize its IT ecosystem, said Assistant Professor Protpran Sirithirasat, TU's director of the Information Processing Institute for Education and Development. And it's not just the IT infrastructure. The university has also revolutionized its IT for administration, e-learning, and e-society. Since e-learning and e-research help students learn online, the university is also developing a mobile application to help them manage their timetables and calendars. However, the concept of e-campus does not mean that traditional learning will be replaced. We would like e-learning as an additional class to the conventional, and TU does not offer any certifications of online learning, said Protpran. As part of e-society, TU has provided courseware and video content on multiple platforms through different online channels, TUTube and iTunes University. The university has made a deal with Apple Thailand and will be the first university in the kingdom to have video streaming content on iTunes University. Since TU is known for its law curriculum, a couple of law books for the public are also being offered at the iTunes App Store, and it will be transferred to iTunes University soon. The university will open its content to the public on TrueBook as well. Assistant Professor Protpran noted that video streaming enables students to better understand the course as they can watch and learn anytime. TU was allocated 75 million baht for IT infrastructure development this year, covering the IPv6 upgrade and Wi-Fi access points. Today, there are 1,100 access points at Thap Prat Chan and Rangsit campuses. The university's vision to become an e-campus will be achieved over two phases. The first provides a complete wireless network at Taprachan and Rongsit campuses this year, and the second at their Lampang and Pattaya campuses by 2014. Vatsun Thiraphatrapong, managing director for Cisco Thailand and Indochina, pointed out that Unified Access, which is helping TU with its IT development, is the business foundation for enabling the Internet of Everything, intelligently connecting people, data, processes, and things with greater simplicity, intelligence, scale, efficiency, open interfaces, and security.